Are you there? So ufazini means two nations. All right? Are you there? Are you there? It means two divided. It's two. It's division. Tekel means the same. And the word many, many. Now, I want to give you this. Many, many. This is their own language. And they are failing to read. You are seeing there, right? You are seeing those words. Many, many tekel ufazini. You can read? Can you show those words I'm talking about? Can you see those words, right? It's written what? All of you together. One, two, three, go. It's written what? Many, many tekel ufazin. And you are there, right? But the same words, the way they are, the king and all the interpreters could not read it. And Daniel came and read it. Many, many tekel ufazin. They were like, yeah. Do you know there are things in your life? All they need is a prophet to interpret them. That's exactly what I want to do today. I want to interpret your life. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. Do you know the king could fail to interpret things written in his own house? We have got people failing to run the things in their own company, things to change in their own relationship, because they are failing the many, many tekel ufazin. And the word many comes from a Hebrew word, theta. In Hebrew words, they are in figures. Do you know that? In Hebrew, they put figures as words. The word many, it is a theta. Many, another theta. Take or divide by ufazini two. So the interpretation there is a 30 plus 30 divided by. Now you're going to have a problem here. We're going to have a problem here. We're going to have a problem here. Are you following? Are you following? Are you following? Are you following? Are you following somebody? Are you following? Many, many. It is 30 and 30. Now, verse 26. Read it. Verse 26. The Bible says, this is the interpretation. Now, the man who can interpret is there. He's telling them. His name is Daniel. He says, this is the interpretation of the thing. Many, God has numbered the kingdom and finished it. Uh-huh. 27. Take care. Thou art word in balances and art found wanting. Give me NIV for people to understand. Or give me NKJV. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. 28. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to Medes and Persians. Those are two, right? That's where the word Ufazin came from. You see now, there are two words now. Medes and what? Persians. When you combine them together in a slang, it's umfazin. Take care, umfazin. Now, actually there, it's supposed to be wherever there's take care, umfazin. It is one plus one. So there are two here, two things divided, two nations divided. So this plus this. It's a two. Now, many, their kingdom has been divided. I mean, your kingdom has been numbered. Many. Now, there's no one many there. There is many, many. And the word many in Hebrew, it is a 30. In other words, many, many means what? 30 plus 30. It is what? 60. Say 60. 60. Take offers in 1 plus 1. Is equal to two, right? Two kingdoms, two languages. It is what? Two. Now, when you combine together, it's what? 60. You see now, this is Daniel. Yeah, you don't use accounting in this, Daniel. Hear this. 30 plus 30 is 60. Are you hearing me, somebody? Take your umfazin. It means 1 plus 1. It is 2. When it says take umfazin, it means 2 divided kingdoms. 2. So when you take this 2 to 60, it becomes 62. Which means, you are following? You are following? So many, many take umfazin. Simply means what? 62. You are following?
Yes.
It means what? 62. What will happen in 62? Your kingdom will be divided. You shall find yourself wanting, and 2 kingdoms shall invade and rule over you. But don't forget there's a word 62 there. So there's a number 62, and then there is this going to happen. So who will do it? In other words, this is a prophecy. You king, because you took me out of your house and invited everyone and left me out, your kingdom will end. And the man who will take over will be 62 years old. And he will be from Persia and from Medes. And that's exactly what happened. Now, go verse 29. Go verse 29. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with a purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the 3rd ruler in the kingdom. You see how foolish this king was? Do you see how foolish the king was? Somebody who could interpret to say your kingdom is ending, he puts him 3rd ruler. See, in our family, we don't need number 3. In our kingdom, in our family, it's number 1. Now watch what happened. For what he did there, go down. Just keep on going. I was going to stop. That very night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was slain. Same night, the same king who did this, he was killed. Are you following or you went home? Are you following or you went home? For what he did. Now, the prophet says, look at this. Do you see why people, they put themselves in problems? They are using the church material. And they're leaving the prophet out. Listen, you will need the prophet one day. Now, not now. Time will come. This man, listen, watch this. He's using the church materials. He takes the cup, the golden cup from the church, and he's using it, and he takes the prophet out, and he fails to interpret, and the prophet comes, interprets. He takes a gown, gives him a gold, gives him. Same night, the king is killed. He puts Daniel 3rd ruler, 3rd in command. See the difference. Go down. Just go down. Let's see the prophets are being fulfilled. And Darius, the Mede, received the kingdom. Remember, the prophecy was the Medes and the Persians will take over, right? Remember, the prophecy was the Medians and the Persians will take over, right? And what has happened now? The Mede received the kingdom. Who slew him? The Persians and the Medes. Watch this. Received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. The king who is 62 years shall take over your kingdom. Watch this. Are you following? Are you following or you're not even following? Are you following? The king who is how old? 62. Took over. And he was a who? A Median. From Medes. Your home. You went to Soweto. Put the hands on Jesus, somebody. How many are following? How many are following? Now watch, go down of the same scripture. The story is changing now. It pleased, chapter 6, verse 1. It pleased Darius, who took over, someone who never saw Daniel. He has never met Daniel before. He is not even knowing anything of Daniel. You see the problem now. I think you're not even following at all. Who is following? Wave your hand if you're following. Miracle tent, wave your hand. Are you following somebody? Darius, who is not even a person who knows him. The Bible says it pleased Darius. In Belshazzar, he was using things from the temple, right? But he took the man of God out of his agenda. And he remembered the man of God and brought him late, and he was killed the same day. But Darius, someone from Medes, who never knew anything about Daniel, what did he do? It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. Now watch this. Belshazzar, when Daniel interpreted the dream, he took Daniel and gave him the third command. But Darius is a clever man. And over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so the king would suffer no loss. Give me King James Version. Watch this. Verse 2, King James Version. Can you give me verse 2, King James Version? And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first, Belshazzar put Daniel number 3, and he was killed the same night. Darius, he says, no. This is the same mistake the guy who was a king here did. He took Daniel, put him the first. Who? President. Oh, I'm talking to wrong people. And you're like, what is he trying to preach? You understand when I'll be finishing. When I say shalom, that should be like, oh, he meant this. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Are you seeing that statement? When King saw for me not to have the damage in my life, he took Daniel to be the first. No, I'm talking to wrong people. Do I have somebody here who says, Major, my life is going through a lot of damage and I want a repair? Not tomorrow, I need that repair now. Are you following, right? So the Bible says, and the king made a decree and he said, Daniel, you'll be the first. He says, you'll be the president first. He says, everything in this country, it will be reported to you so that there is no damage. This is where I begin to wonder. I am in church like this and you are sitting there and you are doing business and you are there. It is having damage. Jesus. Say, it's an error. Say it again. Say, it's an error. Say, many take over Zin. It means what? It means there'll be destruction. The kingdom will be divided and somebody will take over and will rule. And today I'm sensing the anointing of many take on Fazin. The kingdom of Satan will be divided. And you're going to take over and you're going to begin to rule. It doesn't matter where you are sitting, but the many take on Fazin anointing, when it comes, it takes away wicked people. It puts back people appointed by the Lord. Am I communicating to somebody here? Watch this. The one who was writing was not a man. It was the finger of God. Many take over sin. Which means wicked people must go. New people must come in who are not wicked. Yes, this. There are so many wicked rich people in your area. Many wicked rich people in your society. But they will be taken out. And the true people, pure people, righteous people, holy people, which is you and you and you, you're going to take over by the many, many taken over. And Dada said, no, 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 no. Dada said, no, 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 no. The first thing is God. First thing is what?
God.
He says, Daniel, you've been first command. Jesus. The reason why most of you don't make it, you put God number three of your budget. You are like Belshazzar. You say, number one, fees. Number two, this, I want to buy a dress. Spend the whole day on the internet. Number three, tithe. Praise God if you even remember it. Belshazzar anointing. You will be cut off today. God will give people who when they get a blessing, they will put God first. How many will do that? How many will do that? You see a problem. You see a problem. You see a problem. Many, many take on fazing. Wicked people will go and good people will come in. So I can see myself there. I told you one of the experiences. I was in town long time ago, and this wicked man, and I was preaching, and you know, I was using taxis to go and preach. And this guy, this man, was in a nice car. A prostitute here, another prostitute here. Alcohol everywhere in the car. Smoking. Bentley. Boom, boom, full volume. And he's smoking like this, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, can I preach to this guy? The way I'm looking, I just passed him. And I was like, how are wicked people living this life? Yet the children of God were walking like this. I said, no, there must be a many, many take of fazing. You didn't even hear me. You didn't even hear me. I said, you didn't even hear me. Many, many take of fazing. And the Bible says, it was not the following day, the same night, you took me out of the party. Watch, 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 watch. The same day, Daniel was not known. Same day, Daniel was out in the street somewhere. The king actually even said, I hear your name is Daniel. Same day, the man became a president. Same day. Same day, he was put third in command. Same night, the king was killed. Same night, a new king came. Same night, the king gave him a presidency. Oh, I'm talking to wrong people. I'm talking to wrong people. Jesus. When many, many take a ufazin comes, it does not take years to happen. It does not take days to happen. Your life can change in a twinkle of an eye. Tell me about Operation Takeover. Tell me about, are you hearing this message? Ask him, are you hearing this message? A prophet just came like this and he said, many, many take offering. The king was so happy and he didn't know it was a prophecy against himself. He said, be the third president. He didn't know the prophecy was against himself. Turn about many, many take over fazin. Say, I'm going to take over now. Say, all wicked people ahead of me, they're going to give me away. I don't care who they are.
I don't care.
I am receiving many, many take over fazin. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Jesus,
that's my
boss. Say, many, many take off as in. And God spoke to me. He said, son, many, many take off as in. I looked at the Bentley. I was like, wicked people. Who told you that the riches belong to the wicked people of the world?
Oh, yes.
Not my Bible. Not even yours. Not even your Bible. Poverty is not to be holy. It's not holiness. Deliverance is when your foolishness is confronted. So confront it today. Oh, are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You just go like this at a garage and speak a word. Many, many take a offering. You walk out. You look at a beautiful house. Many, many take a offering. You go like this. You Google something nice. You speak to it. Many, many take a offering. Are you hearing me, somebody? Do you know why? You are not just mere Christians. Oh, you are peculiar people. Oh, yeah. Chosen generation. Oh, yeah. The Bible says the Holy One lives inside of you.
Oh, yes.
Are you hearing me? You are set apart.
Oh, yes.
You are not the way you think you are.
Oh, yes.
What the devil tells you that you're a failure is a lie. He tells you are sick, it's a lie.
Oh, yes.
You are the chosen of the Most High.
Hey.
Jesus lives inside of you. He dwells inside of you. Hey. You have got the Holy Ghost in you. You are not a mere person. You are a chosen of the Most High. When you are walking, sometimes you feel like you are walking alone, but you are not alone.
Oh, yes.
You may be alone in your bedroom, but you are not alone.
Oh, yes.
The Bible says, many are those who are with us than those who are with them.
Oh.
Are you hearing me, somebody?
Yeah.
Don't get scared. Don't get scared at all. You may be walking alone in the night, but you are not alone. Many are those who are with you than those who are with them. You may be stranded. Everybody may rise against you. But listen to my message. You are not alone in this. I say what you are passing through, you are not alone in this. They may take you out, but when God writes on the wall, they will take you in. It doesn't matter. You shall become a... The same room. The same throne, which everybody was like, no. We don't want Daniel here. Let him go. And he was taken out. Same day, Daniel was sitting on that throne as a president. Now it was him deciding who to be here, who not to be here. Hey. Are you hearing me, somebody? Many take care. Turn about. I know how to speak Hebrew now. And I know how to speak street Hebrew. Many take care of Fazin. I want you to get this book. I have written a book, Many Take Your Unfazin. Oh my God, are you ready, somebody, for this? Say, Many Take Your Unfazin. Okay, what is it? Let me demonstrate. Can I demonstrate? Give me two objects. I want to have this book and another one. All right, so this is the wicked one. This is the good one. And this one is enjoying with all his wives, concubines, drinking wine, using the church things. This one is the good one.
Oh, yes.
Is outside, admiring my friends are enjoying here. But when many, many take it, Umfazini comes. This one comes here. And this one comes here. Now watch. The question is, in how many days? The Bible says, in the same night. Which means the activity was happening when? Same night. The Bible says, in the same night. Not only the night of that day, no. But in the same night. Which means the activity took place within 3 or 2 hours. As I'm talking to you right now. By tomorrow, 6 p.m. I said by tomorrow 6 p.m. you will start seeing some signs. You begin to feel some wind of many, many take care. Am I talking to somebody here? Even the people who they even wrote you out, you don't need them to write you in. God himself, he will come and write your name on the wall. Am I talking to somebody right here? Say, my name will be written on the wall. Not in the secretary book. It wasn't written in the book of a secretary. As the king was watching, many, many take care. The king was like, what is that? He said, call people. Come, call people. They said, what is that? They said, we can't understand the king. They said, invite Daniel. Who is Daniel? Hey, call him, call him. He went in the parable. He said, what is that? Daniel spoke to them in a parable. He said, the many means the kingdom is numbered. Tell the devil your days are numbered. Say, you demons in my family, your days are numbered. Yeah. So Daniel said, thy kingdom, your kingdom is numbered. Tell about you devil. Talk to your neighbor nicely. Speak to the devil that is tormenting your neighbor. Say, you devil. Devil. Tormenting my neighbor. Demented. Your kingdom is numbered. Yeah. Many, many take home.